New Jersey Governor Chris Christie delivered his final budget address to lawmakers in Trenton today.
So a private sector that's growing jobs, a public sector that's shrinking jobs, cutting taxes and investing in a more vibrant economy, a long-term commitment to our transportation infrastructure, a strategic investment in our higher education campuses to bolster a stronger, smarter workforce and to keep New Jersey students in New Jersey.
Joining me is NJ Spotlight's John Reitmeier. He was on hand to hear that address and joins us now with details. John, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Well, to hear that clip, everything seems to be going great in New Jersey, but let's get into the details. Where shall we start? Public employee pension funding, perhaps?
Sure, and that's been a big issue for the governor throughout his tenure. This is his last budget address, and at one point he had promised that by this fiscal year that will start in July, we would reach full funding of the public employee pension obligation. In the budget that he's proposing, it's half funding of what the obligation is. So we're going to put in, the state is going to put into the pension fund about $2.5 billion. To be fair, that's still a record for one governor in one single budget. But it's far short of what actuaries say should be going into that pension fund to fix an underfunding problem that's been lingering for a few decades now.
And interestingly, to get closer to the goal, the governor's proposing, or he's certainly eyeing, lottery proceeds.
The governor had said prior to the speech there would be some surprise, and he lived up to that. That was one of the surprises. We don't have a lot of details on this proposal yet, and lawmakers, interestingly right now, aren't writing it off or summarily dismissing it. There's a proposal that sounds like a rededication of lottery revenues. Right now, the state lottery is dedicated to funding, you know, payouts to those who win, staff salary, and also certain revenues are dedicated to things like veteran services and tuition assistance. It sounds like the governor would be proposing rededicating. It could be up to $1 billion a year into the pension fund instead, which could sure use the money. But on the back end, that might create a budget hole. We'll have to see how the numbers work on that.
Let's move on to public schools. Once again, the governor.
The SFRA disaster that fittingly caps decades of misguided educational funding experimentation by lawmakers and courts has to stop. Similar to tax fairness, school funding fairness cannot be imposed by a governor acting alone.
John, let's put aside his phrasing that sounds an awful lot like the president invoking the word disaster. What is the SFRA?
The School Funding Reform Act of 2008. The state is supposed to be following a formula that it basically there's a set amount of money for each student and then extra for different things like English as a second language or special education. And so funding is supposed to be allotted for each district running this formula. Unfortunately, the formula really has never been fully funded. Been short about $1 billion to $2 billion over the length of Christie's tenure. And so there are some distortions now in how the numbers get run each year. This budget basically provides flat funding for school districts in New Jersey, which they would argue is a cut because their costs are continuing to go up with inflation. There was some concern headed into this that the governor would try and write a drastic revision of the school funding formula and sort of shoehorn it into the budget somehow. That didn't happen, though in the speech he called on lawmakers to work with him to overhaul the funding formula and fix some of these inequities that have developed over the last few years. Talking to lawmakers after the speech, it sounds like they're more interested in keeping the current formula intact but making some tweaks around the edges and not doing this gross overhaul that the governor called for and that he called for in 100 days. So it sounds like lawmakers are willing to work in that area, but definitely are not willing to do everything that the governor asked for in the speech today.
Seemed to be a challenge, if not a threat, to get it done in 100 days collaboratively, or he would proceed his own way.
Some in the room certainly heard it as a threat, although the assembly speaker said he preferred to see it as simply a challenge.
Bereft of tax increases, to what extent can revenue projections be accurate in the face of what isn't known yet about what's happening from the White House?
So that's a really good question, and it was largely avoided today. There was no mention by the governor of some of this talk about maybe ending the Affordable Care Act, turning Medicaid into a block grant program. If those two issues, items were to happen, it would have a significant impact on New Jersey's budget.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
NJ Spotlight's John Reitmeier on Newsworks Tonight.